At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. Well, it is Marathon Monday. We're super, super excited. And how cool that we get to talk with Kira D'Amato. She's one of the elite women runners. I don't think we've ever on this show talked to an elite runner on the Marathon Monday day.
I know. It's right? Amazing. Kira, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, thrilled to be your first elite runner on Marathon Monday.
Oh my God. I can't even, you have no idea. Like, I am so in awe of people who can run marathons. And it's not that you just run marathons. You run them in record-breaking time. So talk to us a little bit about, you were a runner back in college, correct?
Yeah, I ran in college and I tried to pursue it a little bit afterwards. And then I got injured and I quit for about a decade.
What I love about your story is that you say, in an effort to lose baby weight, so you have two children, correct? You have two kids?
Yeah, two children.
This is my favorite, Sue. You'll love this. This is my favorite thing about you. In an effort to lose the baby weight, she says she started running again, wanted to keep a goal of staying motivated, and she decided that the best carrot to dangle at the end of her stick was to sign up for a marathon.
Yeah.
You are like the... I envy that. Are you kidding me? I'm still trying to lose the baby weight, and my youngest is 11 years old.
Well, I don't think I would have had the courage to sign up on my own, but I had gifted that to my husband and as like a joke. So it was like a prank gift to give someone an entry to a marathon because it's generous because they're really expensive, but then also you have to train for a marathon.
Yeah.
And then I felt bad. So I was like, I'll do it with you. So that kind of like pulled me into it. I don't think I would have had the courage to sign up on my own accord.
Kira, had you not run at all in 10 years when you got back to it?
Mostly not. Like if a girlfriend was like, I'm going out for 3 miles, I'd be like, are you okay with walking breaks? And she'd be like, sure. I'm like, okay, I'll join you. But, you know, I was cycling. I did some CrossFit. I did some cycle. But yeah, not a lot of running.
So how long did it take you until you really felt like you were back at it?
You know, it was funny because every time I'd be shooting for another goal that was just a little bit ahead. So I'd be like, maybe if I can run 3 whole minutes, then I can make it to a mile. And if I can run a mile, maybe I can run a whole 5K. And it kind of just kept growing. And every time I do something, I think, well, maybe I could do a little more. And I ended up in a marathon.
Oh, my God.
I'm just blown away by this. And I read that, I think it was 3 years ago, you broke Dina Castor's American record in the marathon by running it in 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 12 seconds. That's unbelievable to think that you could run 26.2 miles in 2 hours.
Yeah, what pace is that per mile? What is that pace?
So that's about 518, 519 per mile.
So it is like a sprint for 26 miles to me.
Right.
Like I'm out of breath thinking of that. That's so impressive. Well, so talk about your strategy when you run a marathon like Boston. How do you keep your cardio going? How do you keep it going?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is practice and building up, and you slowly build up your long run and your confidence of your ability to be on your feet that long. But I think for me, it's also distraction of the mind. Like I understand running a marathon is a little crazy. We have some screws loose. So I think if you can keep your mind distracted and focused, for me, I'll be focusing on everything but my body for the first 20 miles. So I'll be looking at the crowd. I'll be looking at different things. And then when it gets, you know, past the hills, then I'll start like really locking in and working through it and racing more aggressively. But it's, you know, it's practice. And I think, you know, my first run coming in this build a few years ago was 3 minutes, and I've built up my way to a marathon. It's crazy progress.
And I want to mention, too, Kira has a book. It's called Don't Call It a Comeback. I love that.
Oh.
I absolutely love that. Can you tell us a little bit about your book, too?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me what changed. Like, I went from this, I was a good runner, maybe making it to nationals in college, to now being the fastest woman to ever run a marathon in America. And like what changed? And so the book is kind of the answer to that. And for me, it was a big perspective shift, and it was chasing happiness instead of chasing goals, and just how I balance it all as a mother. And and just how I came back and did it. And to me, the title is funny, Don't Call It a Comeback, because this wasn't supposed to be a comeback. So I literally never called this a comeback, but I'm now reaching heights in my career that I could have never even imagined in my 20s.
How do you keep the nerves down? Like, how do you, you know, you're going to have, all eyes are going to be on you. The trucks, the television cameras are going to be on you. What do you do about the nerves?
So I try to take the race off a pedestal and treat it like any other workout I've done, because I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of workouts. So I just pretend like it's just another day, except for this day, people are showing up and cheering for me and handing me water or videotaping me. But I try to really get in the same zone that I do for workouts. And, you know, I've done this before, so I try to just, I don't know, stay as calm as possible. But I think a little nervousness is good, because that means, you know, means something to you. So you try to fly with it.
When you first wake up, what is your routine before you get to Hopkinton?
Yeah, well, I think first is like coffee.
Like,
where
sure.
can I get coffee? But I make sure to get a really good breakfast. And I get the same thing for breakfast every day. So I know it works. I know it sits well in my stomach. And so I'll get some oatmeal with some chia seeds and some coffee and then some preload. I take a UCAN energy drink to make sure I get a lot of electrolytes in onto the starting line. And then it's just stay calm, listen to music. I play like little games on my cell phone just to distract my mind and not get too, you know, pulled into all the energy to get. But yeah.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world. We're rooting for you. For anybody that wants to find out more about Kira, you can go to kiradamato.com. We're going to link everybody over to your site as well. Kira, thank you. I know that you are crazy busy right now getting ready for this amazing day here in Boston. So thank you. Thank you for taking some time with us here on Magic 106.7.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and good luck to everyone running Boston.